So learning the lessons of Vietnam has been a mantra of foreign military policy in the United States since the first Bush administration. The question for the Obama second term may be, does the U.S. need to relearn some of those lessons after Iraq and Afghanistan, conflicts that mirror some of the mistakes that were made a generation ago in Indochina? Well, there may be two people in the second term to do just that. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, nominated for Secretary of State, and former Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, nominated for Secretary of Defense. Both were wounded in Vietnam, and both have articulated U.S. mistakes in Iraq and Afghanistan. Joining me is Brian Bender, Washington reporter for the Boston Globe. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Nice to be here.
So certainly Hagel has articulated very bitter criticism of what went on in Iraq and Afghanistan using Vietnam and the mistakes of Vietnam as the background. What do you see in this national security team? Should they be a pair at state and at the Pentagon?
Well, I think it really is a watershed if John Kerry and Chuck Hagel are confirmed by the Senate. Here you have two men who learned about the use of force, not as an academic, not as a politician voting in Congress. These are two guys who learned the use of force in the Mekong Delta in 1968 and 1969. Chuck Hagel, to this day, carries shrapnel in his chest. So I think there's a sort of deep anxiety, a deep wariness about using military force, particularly ground forces, to solve some of our foreign policy problems. And I think you'll see two men advising the president who would be very unlikely to recommend a large-scale intervention militarily without feeling that they've exhausted every possible diplomatic solution. And I think, that's a change from the last decade or so.
Do they work well together, Kerry and Hagel, do you think?
They do work well together. They both served on the Foreign Relations Committee. Even though they were from different parties, having that shared Vietnam experience, I think, made them especially close. And their worldviews are quite similar. As you mentioned, on Iraq, while they both voted to authorize the use of force in the fall of 2002, they were very, pretty soon after sort of regretful of that vote and spoke out quite publicly about ending the war and getting U.S. forces out of there.
Do you think they served to educate President Obama, of course, who is not of the Vietnam generation, on the pitfalls of that conflict? Or do you think they accelerate the withdrawal from both Iraq and Afghanistan and constrain any sort of future conflicts?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, President Obama, when he was a state senator in Illinois, publicly spoke out against the Iraq invasion at the time that Kerry and Hagel actually voted to authorize the use of force. So in some ways, he was ahead of them. But, you know, people make references a lot to President Lincoln's team of rivals in his cabinet. I think this next 4 years is going to be a team of mentors in a way, because Hagel, Kerry, as well as Joe Biden, who was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, all served on that same panel with Barack Obama when he arrived in the Senate in early 2005. And so I think it is fair to say that they are his mentors. They have helped Barack Obama formulate his vision of foreign policy. And I think the president really wants these mentors to carry it out over the next 4 years.
Would Kerry be a departure from Colin Powell, also who was Secretary of State and someone who also had direct experience of Vietnam?
Certainly Kerry, if he's Secretary of State, shares that experience with Colin Powell, who was the first Vietnam veteran to serve in one of these top positions. But Powell is a different case because he was a career military officer who retired as a four-star general, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Whereas Kerry came back from the war, became nationally known very soon after for testifying against the war, and then soon after that went into political life. And so I think while Powell and Kerry have a similarity, I do think that Kerry is much more wary of military force than Colin Powell ever was.
We're talking about the impact of Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense and Senator John Kerry as Secretary of State in the second Obama term. What does this national security team with experience from Vietnam have to teach the president? And where's the national security policy headed? Brian Bender, Washington reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.